This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose, and all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4,131. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. And you are the men's room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Click, clack.
Dring-a-dee-drah. All right, here we go. Woman decides to offer husband by putting Roundup in his Mountain Dew. Meanwhile, a homeowner wonders why a neighbor uses his yard always to go poo. Typo leads to murderer's release, and yes, they cannot find him now. 76-year-old bank robber says it's easy to retire, but I don't know how. And a woman wrecks her car, surprise, dead body in the back seat. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, while Seattle is notoriously late to the party, summer has arrived for most of the rest of the country, and with summer comes people flocking to the beaches. Now, thanks in part to the movie Jaws, people seem to carry an undercurrent of shark-related dread once they step foot in the ocean, but Jaws is not solely to blame. You see, real sharks are doing their part, too. Last weekend, off the coast of North Carolina, a teen was bitten by a shark in an attack that so-called experts called, and I quote, exceedingly rare. And yes, it is so exceedingly rare that exact same weekend, a surfer in Hawaii was killed when a shark attacked him. But that's not to be confused with the two shark attacks in Florida 2 weeks ago, or the shark attack in Texas the day before those two shark attacks in Florida. So exceedingly rare indeed. But sharks, of course, aren't the only dangerous thing in the water. And Panama City Beach, well, five people, they drowned over a four-day period because of the riptides. So now maybe you're thinking, you know what, man, screw the ocean, like Billy the Big Mouth Bass, take me to the river. Yeah, well, not to be a downer, but a woman, well, she died after falling off of a boat in the Willamette River. And no one thinks it's the fall that killed her. More than likely, it was the second boat that hit her when she went overboard. So now maybe you're thinking, okay, my water sports, just a nice, relaxing bath. Well, believe it or not, 234,000 people a year are injured in bathrooms. And yes, most of those are related to slips and falls and that kind of thing. But there are exceptions. For example, a few months ago, down the road in Lacey, a kid, he was injured while taking a bath after a bullet flew into the bathroom because of a drive-by shooting. Now, the bullet didn't hit the kid, but it hit the tile that exploded, ricocheted off of the kid. And then a woman in England, she needed medical assistance. She was injured while taking a shower, you see, because she accidentally tore her nipple off because of her nipple ring. Oh, yeah, when she opened the shower door. Can't say I've had that one before. But today we're talking about being in the water. And look, it could be the ocean, a river, a lake, a jacuzzi, the bathtub, a shower. It doesn't matter. Yeah, hell, a sprinkler system, the slip and slide, as it were. But today, we just want to know, good or bad, what happens in the water?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send your emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but y'all's away we go. Welcome to season 19, episode number 4131. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You find people doing bad things in the news. You bring us three of these stories each and every week. It is up to us to determine, out of the three, which one sucks the least. How are we looking this week?
Weird, man.
People doing weird stuff?
Well, one of the three is just absolutely bizarre. Well thought out. Just can't believe it actually kind of worked for the guy. The other two, just come on. Come on.
Yeah, it's always weird when you get a couple days off and you take a break from the news and you come back and you go, what in the hell is going on?
Right. There's all the normal stuff you hear, right, and soap opera crap. But other than that, man, people do some really strange. Like, sometimes you make the news not because what you did is bad. It's just so weird.
Yeah. And it's oftentimes not good. And we start with one of those stories. As our question today, what happened in the water? And as they say, shark attacks, not going to happen to you.
Exceedingly rare is their quote. And like I said to you outside, the proper phrase would be, the occurrence of you being bitten by a shark are low.
Correct.
Not that shark attacks themselves are, quote, exceedingly rare.
So within the last couple of weeks, one story this weekend was out of Oahu, where an actor, a very well-known personality in the area, I don't know if he was a pro surfer.
Yeah, he was a pro surfer.
On that level, but he's one of those guys. And they found his body without an arm and a leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd since deceased. But whatever got a hold of him, and you figure someone like that, who grew up in Hawaii, lives in Hawaii, probably surfs on a daily basis, have a general understanding of what's going on in the water, what's going on around them. That does not change the fact that there are still sharks in the water.
Doesn't change anything. The sharks don't know what you know. It's what you think you know.
Right. And typically, when a shark bites you, as they say, it's always a misunderstanding, and the shark is just looking for, you know, something to eat. Now, in this instance, yes, I know. From looking up, a surfer on a surfboard maybe has a look about like a seal or some type of prey. But either way,
that's kind of the theory they've always said.
Sure.
And even if that's true, we still surf, so the risk is there. So right. Whatever it is you think you know, if the shark doesn't know what you know, it's still a problem.
So this shark goes up and takes an arm off, we'll say, right?
Yeah.
Whoops, my bad.
Yeah, then it leaves.
Not on this case. He's like, man, I'm going to go for the leg.
Then it said, whoops, my bad.
Right.
Now I've established.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm saying. No, this was not an accident. And that's, so as far as the unpredictability of this, we head to North Carolina, where a West Virginia teen is recuperating after being attacked by a shark over the weekend off of the coast of North Carolina. 14-year-old Blaine Brown, he was on vacation at North Topsail Beach. He's in waist-deep water, and this was Sunday. He was bitten not once, but twice. Bites to his leg and bites to his ankle. I didn't know what bit me or anything. I just felt it and ran. Then I was screaming. My grandma was holding my hand, and I was like, I'm not going to be okay. I'm going to lose my leg. Well, a family friend was in the water with Blaine at the time and even caught a glimpse of the shark's fin. I heard Blaine say, ow, ow, I got bit. But it was fuzzy. Blaine says he was able to get out of the water on his own, which is when witnesses on land helped apply pressure to his wounds before helicopters responded and arrived and applied a tourniquet. He was transported to Camp Lejeune Naval Hospital, where he had a glass of water and later passed on. North Topsail Beach Police Chief William Younger says the shark attacks in that area are extremely rare. And beachgoers in general should be more concerned with riptides than with sharks.
Not wrong.
We'll get into that later.
Right.
But he praised bystanders for the quick thinking. They were wrapping a towel around him, stopping the bleeding, which is the right thing to do. Now, Blaine received a few staples to his leg to close up his wound. He was released from the hospital, and unfortunately, the worst thing that happened to him, not being bit by a shark, he was actually sent home to West Virginia. So he is recuperating there.
I like this. Man, we want to thank the quick thinking of the people on the beach. And I'm not minimizing what the people did on the beach. I've just never heard a story of someone being pulled out of the water who's been bitten by a shark and the other people on the beach didn't do anything. Like, if you pull someone out of the water and been bitten by a shark, like, everyone on that beach rushes over.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's a good thing, but like, I want to praise the people. Like, dude, that's what people do.
Yeah. Anyway, look, we
still got to praise them.
I guess.
Everybody should let somebody in traffic, but you still appreciate the wait.
But it's not life or death.
Yeah. That's all.
I mean,
some people
freeze,
man. I've been there. Tough situation. People just freeze, and it's like,
just give the wave.
That person's choking. We need to do something.
Right. Correct. You're not wrong. You're not wrong about that. In waist-deep water is some of the worst. And if you look at the coast of Florida from, let's say, the panhandle portion, which is, if you in the military world, you probably have a pretty good idea where Pensacola is. And that stretches all the way over to pretty well close to Panama City and Panama Beach. So that entire area is not only filled with rip currents, it's also filled with sharks.
But people know that. They have signs posted. The lifeguards warn you. I mean, like, if you get in the water, and look, I've been to Florida. I still get in the water.
Right.
But, I mean, it's.
But in this instance.
But you know what the situation is.
Well, the other problem with Panama City Beach, I've been there. It is absolutely gorgeous.
It is.
I mean, the sand,
blue
the sand,
water.
Right? The water's crystal blue, clear. The sand's like white, like snow. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean,
it's
same
beautiful.
Thing, the story you're going to get to. When I went down there, me and my brother, as soon as we checked in, we ran into the Gulf of Mexico.
Right. On the same day, a Pennsylvania couple drowned in a rip current off Florida's Hutchinson Island. A 19-year-old from Oklahoma drowned in a rip current off Panama City Beach. It was first reported what would have been 5 deaths at the town in 4 days. On Friday, a day after Riker Milton was pronounced dead at a hospital, 3 young men from Alabama, they drove down to Panama City Beach, checked into their vacation rental just a little before 8 o'clock, then headed to catch some waves. Birmingham residents Harold Hunter, Jamonda Ray, and Marius Richardson, they're all in their 20s. They were caught in a rip current shortly after entering the water. First responders went into the dark and dangerous waters for over 2 hours to attempt to rescue and search for the young men. They were ultimately pronounced dead. The sheriff wrote on Facebook, "I worry about the emotional toll these situations take on first responders, as I know I am struggling right now with it as well." All 3 men were fathers. 60-year-old Debbie Szymanski of St. Louis became the 5th tourist to die at the beach in 4 days. They found her unresponsive on the west end of Panama City Beach around 11:30 a.m., brought her to shore just as emergency services were arriving. Now, she had passed on and had also been a victim of a rip current. The outlet notes all 5 victims were swimming at the beach, maybe only 10 to 15 yards out.
Damn.
With single or double red flags were posted. Single flags indicate high hazard conditions, high surf, maybe currents. Double flags indicate no swimmer should be in the water due to extremely dangerous conditions.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, it's like going to Yellowstone. Don't pet a bison. You think, who do we have to tell that to? Apparently, about 100 people a year.
Right.
Here's my question. Do you think people know about the flags on the beaches?
I think they do because at least in Florida, again, I can go back to Florida as far as that goes, because the one thing we've said, when you're there, you can walk so far out in the water just because of the continental shelf, right? You can walk half a mile away from the beach, and it's up to your waist, you know? But one of the things about the Florida, one, if you see a red flag, right, that's never a good sign, but they also post signs to explain to you. So where you see the flags, there's generally a sign next to it that says, hey, this is what you're looking at. This is why they're there, right? So even if you don't know what it is, initially, they do have a sign that explains it. If you're like me, you're one of those people that rarely reads things, so I can understand. You just bypass it and run out to the water. But that said, a red flag, as far as I know, never indicates anything good. Right?
You're right. I just wonder if people just, those guys were just so excited, they just kind of were like, meh.
They might not even see it, to be honest with you. It's not like there are these giant NASCAR-sized flags hanging over the beach.
Right.
I mean, it's these little flags that are posted on certain signs. They're not everywhere. So honestly, if you go to the beach, and like you said, man, it's a beautiful beach, beautiful water, and we're just running to get in there, you could have red flags to the left and right. But if they're 100 yards apart, we're not seeing those. We're looking at the water. We're going to jump in. And even then, even when they do post them, people still make their decisions. What happens, like every year, it's hurricane season, and they go to Florida. Everyone is evacuated. The one meteorologist that they hope dies and gets washed away, he's down there reporting on it, and there's some dude surfing.
Yep.
Right. Like
yep.
They know. You know, that's what we do as human beings. Look, we skydive. I mean, we jump out of planes, we bungee jump, we climb up rock shears, you know. It's just human nature.
Right.
If you say, hey man, you might die, we're like, I need to do this.
Yes. The first house I ever bought was on the Magathie River, north of Annapolis, Maryland. And it's the Magathie was a small tributary to the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah.
I had a rancher-style house, but the rancher also had a basement. So the basement had four or five windows in it. And when I bought it from the owner, he said, look, man, he said, I can tell you this. The basement will occasionally flood during heavy rain. There's no doubt about that. But we got an estimate from a guy, and we can put you can put in a French drain. It's going to cost you about $8,000.
Right.
So we added that on or took that off of the cost of the home.
Sure. One of the trade-off deals.
But I still have to come up with the $8,000.
You still got to pay $8,000, and you just owe $8,000.
So the house was like
$100,000. Damn, it's the best drain.
Yeah, the house is
$120,000. Yeah, we put in the French drain. It smokes its own cigarettes and makes you a baguette each morning.
Don't throw up, but the house was $120,000. It was a three-bedroom house, 2,200 square feet with a two-car garage. So now I get the house for $112,000, but I still need that $8,000. Pain in the ass. They dig all the way around the perimeter, inside and out. They tear up the concrete in the bottom of it. They put gravel down below. They put drains to drain out to the roadway. They do all these things to ensure if it's going to rain. I think Castle might have had the same type of thing done to his home.
I think
maybe.
He did, yeah.
But so I get all this done. And I got a sump pump put in. I am ready to rock. And all of a sudden, within 6 months of all this work and moving in, first report of hurricanes and hurricane season. I am ready as far as the basement is concerned. Now, obviously, you need to do some things on the exterior of the home as well, as far as your windows go and other things, depending on the speed of the wind. But I feel really confident in everything that we've done with the home. So the storm hits, and it's worse than we thought. I mean, Hurricane Floyd was a pretty good sized storm. Either way, I'm still going to work at this point in time because, like anything, when you're on the radio, you need to give out any type of emergency information. And basically, that was all we were doing all day.
Right.
So, you know, it wasn't like happy, happy, joy, joy day. It was like, if your power is out, go here. Or there are shelters in place here.
Sure.
Or avoid these roads because they are, it doesn't look like it, but it's 3 feet of water, 4 feet of water, cars getting stuck, blah, 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 blah. I get a call from the wife. She had rushed home. Okay, the storm's getting bad. They let us go home from work early. I just want you to know that the lights are flickering on and off in the house. I was like, oh, God, okay, all right. Well, all right, just hang in there. I'll be home in like 2 hours. So she calls me back. She's like, okay, power's out. We lost all power. I'm like, all right, no problem. I get home, and I go downstairs. The basement looks pretty good. And I look at the sump pump. It looks fine. I'm, you know, kind of. Then I realize the sump pump's plugged into the wall.
Right.
This is not this is – first-time homeowner, never thought about getting a generator. I'm 27 years old. I thought I had the bases covered on this. Lo and behold, okay, the French drain's going to take care of this. I'm not going to have a problem. 2:30 in the morning, I'm waking up, and I feel like I basically hear a branch hit our roof. So the wind's blowing pretty hard.
Yeah.
This thing is humming. So I'm like, okay, all right. So I go down in the basement, and I realize the water is now seeping in through the windows and the window sills to the basement. All right. French drain can't stop that. The water is coming in.
Right.
And when I look out the window, it is 6 inches high on the windows. 6 inches.
We'll see you in your home soon.
And the water starts pouring in. And then it starts pouring down my steps. And by 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, I am in about 7 to 8 inches of water that is continuing to cascade into my home that I just bought a half year ago in my basement. My sump pump does not work. The power is out. The power was out for 4 days.
Oh.
4 days. And I mean, I kept going down there, kept trying to do whatever I could. I just, there was nothing I could do other than walk around and go, what the hell do I do?
But didn't you even say the French drain was not in the lowest part of the basement?
It was not. So when it first started to flood, it was kind of cascading. That was like at the highest point they put it in.
Why?
But it eventually all got covered up. And now I'm just looking at it. And when that, man, when the electricity kicked back on, you just heard, like this thing was trying to start up, but the entire motor was underwater. So then I had to get a bucket to basically dry that thing out before it even started working again.
Yay!
I'm like, now I'm in a foot and a half of water in my basement. I'm like, this is the worst day of my life. This absolutely sucks. Our question, what happened in the water? 206-803.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho?
comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Three Rock.
The Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Rock. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Harder question, what happened in the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys. Happy Hola. Windy Wednesday.
Yeah. Hola.
Sure.
Yeah. Coincidence, my power just came back on. Cool. Anyway, so I'm 72, 73 in that year. 12, 13 years old, swimming down at East Beach at Green Lake, and the girls come, I'm out on the dock, the girls come swimming out the dock, so 12, 13-year-old boys, what do? We bum the girls. So we bum the girls. I'm coming back up out of the water, and some guy jumps in late, catches me right on the bridge of my nose, and I go down to the bottom, realize where I'm at. Come back up. Now I've got a deviated septum. I go to lifeguards. They don't do anything, so I got to walk home. So I walk home about a mile up to like 52nd and Green Lake Way. Anyways, do that. The kicker is about 5 years later when I'm in the military, we're playing football out back, and a guy goes and blocked me. And catches the tip of my nose, and it kicks it off the other direction. So now they're like, ooh, we're done. At the hospital, they wouldn't do anything. So
they didn't run a brain scan or anything?
No.
Damn it.
They sent me to a specialist down in Boston. I was stationed at Fort Devens. They sent me there. The guy grabs the tip of my nose, straightens it back out. He looks at it and goes, it's still crooked. I said, yeah. He says, you have problems breathing. I said, yeah. So, Miles, you know what to do. I had to get rhinoplasty and straighten my nose back out. It still kicks a little bit to the left, though.
Yeah, it's a weird procedure because they basically put two stents on each. You can't believe what they can stick up in your nostrils.
Mm-hmm.
And then they leave those in there for about 3 or 4 days. And then when they pull them out and you see exactly how big those plastic discs are that they sit on each side of your nose.
Are you like, glad you didn't know how big they were when they went
in?
Yeah,
because you did the quarter trick for, you know, free beers or whatever.
Right, but they didn't go all the way by
these
nose.
These things were bigger than a quarter. They were huge. They went all the way up the sides. And eventually, it's never going to be totally 100% the way it was, but it helps a little. Like, I was never able to breathe out of my right nostril.
All right.
But I finally got the ability to kind of do that after the surgery. So it's not perfect, but it's...
Does anyone have any change on it? I thought I had a quarter in there. Because I'm looking at your nose now. See, mine's wide. Yours is going the other way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think you can get a quarter in there.
These go like slit up this way. Like, so you would put it like that.
Do we need to find a quarter to put up Miles' nose?
I'm just saying, dude, you can fit a quarter in your nose.
In the
cup on the desk. Yeah, we do. I'm just looking because you're talking about it. And I'm like, well, obviously they got, and I'm sure they lube them up and all that. But as you're saying, I'm looking at your nose and I'm like, from the side, right?
Yeah.
Well, look, you can fit a quarter in there.
Yeah, you can
fit a quarter. But hey, man, you would still get a beer. I'm telling the trick was how many you could put it in there. So when you're super broke, as I was back in the day, it wasn't about just getting a free beer, but people, by the time you stuffed both of your nostrils, right, it added up to about $2. It's about 8 quarters. And then you snot them back out in your hand. This is important. Snot them back out in your hand and then offer them back to the guy that gave them to you. 100% of the time, they go, man, just keep it. So you do this like 5 times through the course of the day. I made $10.
Mm.
All right, there's a quarter.
Now be careful.
Yeah. I mean, I'll easily go, by the way.
Oh, I can't even see it.
Yeah.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Did you see that, Mike?
Yeah.
The whole thing was gone.
I got a huge ass nose.
I know. I couldn't even do that, man. Wow.
Yes, you could. You're sticking up.
Well,
just wipe it off. Just wipe it off on your shirt first. I think that's fair. All right. So mine. See, I can't get it all. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Try this.
Let's go.
Yeah. Oh, God damn it. Get that thing out.
Oh.
Do you want your quarterback?
No, it's not my quarter.
Exactly. It works every time.
What happened in the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Looked like a bug came out with it.
Maybe. It's a little wetter than it was before I put it in.
What else can you do with a quarter these days?
That's about it, man.
Yeah, that's pretty well it.
Gosh. Yeah. Where am I going to put it?
Hello, Austin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, when I was younger, very young, my family would go out to the Green River and go under tubing with one of their friends that my mother had met in high school. And I was so young that I had to be in the lap of either my mother or my father. So one summer while we went out with the friend, I was getting a little rambunctious and I slipped out of their arms and fell into the river. And so the family friend, had came out and swam in and saved me. But, the man who ended up saving me was the Green River Killer.
It was.
What?
It was Gary Ridgway.
Yeah, it was the Green River. I don't remember the name. Like I said, I was too young. I don't remember what he looked like. I was like maybe one or two.
So did your parents share this with you? Like, so I'm sure at some point the Green River Killer, he's identified. Obviously, it's a big international story. Is that when your parents said, hey, you know what's funny, Austin? As many people as he killed, he also saved your life.
Yeah, that was the weird thing. I think when you go to high school with a serial killer and you're friends with him for 20, 30 years, he just doesn't want to kill you.
Yeah, I mean, I believe he didn't kill his friends. It's still that's a weird take that like everyone else obviously has a horrible story regarding him, and you're like, dude saved my life, so you know.
But your mom was friends with him in high school. And so they knew each other, but that's the main story, I guess, she tells, other than the other stories, which are not, you know.
Well, the other weird thing she would say, he would say, is when he took us out, we later in years after he was caught was friends with the state patrol, you know, the people who would, the officials that would go out and monitor the river. But back when we went with him, he said, "Don't worry, guys, you can fish, you can do whatever you want here. I promise you the cops won't find us."
Jesus. Yeah, it takes on a different meaning after you find out what he's done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what I'm just curious to know, so your mom goes to high school with this guy, they remain friends up until the news breaks, so to speak. Mm-hmm. Like, what is her take on this? I mean, is it, man, I saw that coming, oh my God, I can't believe that Gary is this guy, or what?
She was shocked. He, according to her, he was a really sweet guy. He would bake cookies. He would do very sweet family man type stuff with his friends, and you know, like invite us out to barbecues and go, you know, like I said, energy tubing with them and fishing, and like, he was a very cool dude, except for the other things he did.
All right. Yeah. Well, I will say this. I heard the exact opposite. I heard, and I don't know if I was watching a documentary or if I read something about it, you know, years past, but it was like whenever they asked people about it, him and people who knew him, they're like, "Oh yeah, Gary. Oh, that makes total sense. Yeah,
I feel like we heard that, because we've had a couple of people he was co-workers with that have called the show, and they all seemed like they were not terribly shocked when it revealed that it was him. But you're coming from a different perspective. You know, it's through high school. He's a family friend. But I'm convinced, man. And based on, because remember Jeffrey Dahmer? Oh, he volunteered at the school for the blind. But I feel like, put it this way: if we're watching The Simpsons and you said, "Who's the serial killer?" I say Ned Flanders. Who's the nice, like, over-the-top nice, doing all the stuff? I feel like somehow that's the guy doing the worst stuff.
Yep.
Exactly.
Man, our question, what happened in the water? 206-803-ROCK.
I just picture him on a talk show. Like, well, he's not all bad. I mean, saved me when I was a kid. Just happened to be Gary Ridgway.
Hey, at the end of the day, that's the scariest part about
what's that?
Truly evil people.
There's no sign that they're truly
evil. Right, there's two sides, and they could do it so well.
Well, think about it. Ted Bundy, full of charisma, entertaining guy. People may have been a little cocky, but overall, people liked him. There was John Wayne Gacy. That's the guy who dresses up like a clown to entertain kids. I'm telling you,
who's the famous guy that hung out with the Beatles?
Manson.
Manson. Yeah.
Charles Manson.
Right? Like, people were like, oh,
very charismatic.
Yeah,
very charismatic.
We're going to follow him and this and that. It's wild.
I don't trust nice people, man. I just don't. Barney, children's character, right? Nicest character out there. Serial killer. If you said on the cast,
I'm still thinking Simpsons. So I'm like, Barney is not a serial killer.
No, Barney's a serial killer because he's too nice, right? Because everyone else comes to him. Flanders, definitely. I would say on Sesame Street, Elmo.
Elmo, well,
Elmo's the serial. Because
no,
look,
no, Elmo's already got his own problems. Remember?
Right, but I think that leads to other things because he's too nice. I've seen Kermit have conflict. I've seen Miss Piggy have conflict. Even Fozzie Bear, he gets stressed out. You know what I'm saying? But as far as, hey, man, it's always good. It's always good. I made you. Elmo, serial killer. Sorry, kids. I'm just guessing here. But still, I think of all the Muppets,
I feel like he's got an issue with somebody right now.
Who, Elmo?
Yeah, I think it's somebody's like pet rock. Rocko.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean he has an issue?
He's got beef. Yeah, he's got beef with it.
Why does he have beef with The Rock?
Because
whoever, he's a serial killer.
Whoever owns, quote-unquote, or is friends with The Rock is just incorporating The Rock in every doggone thing, and Elmo's kind of tired of it. Elmo's losing his...
You're not talking about Dwayne Johnson, right?
No.
I like your movie.
He's sick of Dwayne Johnson, too.
Yeah, he is. Right? Elmo.
Never heard of overexposure?
F that guy.
Hello, Jamie. Welcome to the men's room. Hola, Jamie. Yeah, hello.
Jeremy, sorry about that.
Oh, Jeremy, my bad.
I'm a work van, end of the day. No, you're good, you're good. No, just one first time, long-time listener.
Appreciate that.
you guys are talking about what happened to you in the water. Well, I have a couple stories. First one starts when I was about 11 years old. I was at a family reunion, floating on a log outside of my great-grandmother's house for the water to take me out about, 150 feet, 200 maybe. I look back and my whole family is screaming at me to get off the log and swim. So that was fun. A couple of years later, I was 13, 14, something like that, up in the mountains, Mount Rainier, snowboarding, sledding, doing all the fun stuff you do as a kid. And apparently I walked across a frozen river because it just busted out in, underneath me and go floating down the river about 50 feet. My stepdad at the time, he was lucky enough to see me go in, so he punched through the ice to grab my hand.
So wait, are you under the ice? Are you on an ice float? Or are you just floating free in the water?
No, I was fully under the ice in the river. Yes.
Oh God,
that was probably the scariest moment of my life.
So did you bust through you bust through a crevasse?
It just wasn't completely frozen.
I didn't
frozen.
Even realize it was a river. I was just snowboarding and sledding around, and then me and a couple buddies started walking somewhere, and they crossed one point, and I was like, okay, that looks crossable. I'm a bigger dude, though. I'm 6'7" now.
Wow.
Back then, I was probably about 6'3". You know, I was a big 13, 14-year-old. So my fat ass was the last one to go across the ice, and I broke through it.
How long were you in the water, under the ice?
Oh, probably 20-30 seconds, not long at all, but the river was flowing pretty good, and it just so happened that, like I said, my stepdad, he was down the way, he was off skiing somewhere and was coming back, just happened to see me fall through right in time, and he just goes,
hey, hey.
Once again, bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker.
I mean, I get it.
And please keep those words in mind when calling. Now, back to the program.
First time caller, I'm going to get every single word in I can.
All right, Jeremy, I appreciate you hitting at least two of the seven.
Can't cuss.
But
it. I'm a go-getter. Yeah, trying to get it done.
We get it. And what do you remember what's going through your mind? Is it just like, I'm about to die or what?
Pretty much, I am dying. I cannot breathe. I cannot hold my breath, what breath I had. They say, you know, when you hit cold water, everything pushes out of your lungs. I can attest to that. That is a very fact, hard true.
Well, thank God your stepdad was there.
So how long does it take you to recover from that? After he pulls you out of the water, you know, you got the adrenaline pumping, you just thought you were going to die. I mean, I'm assuming that's the end of the snowboard day.
I remember being able to walk back to the truck and turn on the heater, and then as soon as the heater started hitting my body, everything, all the adrenaline went out, and I was just...
I bet.
Yeah, kind of brings me back to the fun fact of my last name is Wilson. Pretty much everybody references to me as the volleyball Castaway. So fun fact, this volleyball does not like water.
Okay.
Yeah, didn't Wilson float away in the movie? Wasn't that the, if I remember right?
Yeah.
He did float away.
Yeah. Wilson!
Okay, yeah.
Sorry, Wilson.
He never came back?
No.
It's a beach ball or a volleyball.
Yeah, well,
you know, watch back. Just farther down the beach, like that dude is going crazy.
Actually, I was going to say, maybe the ball was really just.
I'm a volleyball. He keeps talking to me.
Out of here. He's going to die out there. He ain't going
to
make it.
He won't shut up. I just want to be a ball, and this guy keeps talking to me, man.
It's only a matter of days before he kisses me.
Oh, God.
What happened in the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Anything I could, bro. They'd find me. They'd be like, why is your penis in the volleyball? Be like, do the math.
You know why.
You know exactly why.
Couldn't build a raft. We found some interesting coconuts.
Hello, Ronnie. Like, welcome to the men's room.
Your husk is so soft.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, Rockin' Ronnie here.
Rockin' Ronnie. The Rockin' Ronnie?
Yeah, the Rockin' Ronnie.
Get out of here.
Not a Rockin' Ronnie. This is the Rockin' Ronnie. Come on, Miles. Get it right, man.
That's right, babe. How you guys doing today?
Doing great, man.
Awesome. So, when I was in my early 20s, I was in Lake Mead with the family, and we were out boating, and we like cliff diving, so we went to a popular cliff diving area. There's a bunch of guys standing up on the mountain, and they were getting ready to cliff dive, and this one middle-aged gentleman dove head first. He had to be like 60 feet. And I've jumped off a lot of cliffs, but that was high, and he went head first. I was like, wow. And then two more guys, they jumped off a cliff that was a good 20 feet higher than him. They went feet first, and I was like, wow. I mean, this is very impressive. So I climbed up the mountain as well, and I found a cliff that was even 10 feet higher than the other two guys jumped. And I looked down, and the boat and everybody in it looked tiny. And I jumped off and held my feet together as hard as I could, and I held my breath, and before I could hit the water, I had to let my breath out and breathe in again because so much time had passed. And then I hit the water so hard that my knees hurt for like a week.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't cliff dive, man.
You're either going to dislocate your shoulders, or you're going to knock yourself out, or you're going to give yourself an enema.
Yeah, that's basically it, man. There's in Mazatlan, there's a little area where they do this cliff diving, and I just... I can't wrap my head around. I watch them do it, and it takes them a long time to kind of get prepared. And basically, it's just tourist money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll go out with a hat, whatever. People drop it in like $1. The guy might walk away with $15, and they stroll to the edge of this cliff. It's probably 45 feet up. But as best you can tell, when you look down, man, it's nothing but rocks and spray. And these guys, there's one little area that you can land in. It sounds bad. You don't want to see anyone get hurt, but I cannot help but watch because I cannot believe these guys have sunk it every time.
There's a cliff in Jamaica in Negril. I think the name of the bar is Nick's, but you jump off the cliff, but all the people in the bar are watching.
Right.
So that's you know, like you kind of just, you got to do it because everybody, if you get in line, man, you got to.
Once you're in line,
just get a couple beers, get a shot in you. But I was like two or three people behind, and guy flags up and he holds everybody back for a second. And we're like looking down, and then, you know, like 5 minutes later, he gives a thumbs up. We're like, what the hell is that all about, man? He's like, he had to brush a shark out of the cove.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
And he's next
like,
up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, now you go. What happened in the water? 206-803-ROCK.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.